Vagina resigning. My vagina has put in for a transfer from my legs. Irreconcilable differences, she says. They're crooked, criminal. Either they go or I go. Rigidity keeps them splayed, a cold couple in separate beds. At 6 years old, the tension between them reached such a pitch, my vagina started to fuse shut, went mute. My mother slathered her daily in estrogen gel, and she exploded. Now, she sings opera, speaks Hungarian with only the slightest Long Island accent, designs her own wardrobe of 18th century gowns, insists all Georgia O'Keeffe's flowers are portraits of her. She says she's overqualified to work with my legs. Their bad attitude is affecting the higher-ups. My right hand hooked on relaxants, my back collapsing into its low self-esteem. She can't work under these conditions. At weddings, while I dance all night, my vagina tells me I look like Shakira. My legs turn me into something like a baby pony on 3 shots of Jose Cuervo. When my vagina makes my toes curl, my legs won't straighten them again. I have to sit up and pull them like artichoke leaves. When the lady conductor on the Long Island Railroad asks for proof of my special needs, my legs spasm their shame, while my vagina quips, "My special needs include cannoli cream, poems by the Earl of Rochester, and an orgy with the entire Houston family." In Times Square last week, a shirtless drunk frat boy with a sign around his neck advertising free hugs and sex tips flinched away from my legs, his douchebaggery silenced. My vagina bitch-slapped him. She demands to be objectified like any able pussy in America. She wants to go clubbing, throws spiked platforms from trash and vaudeville at the wall next to my head while my legs lay stiff and snoring by the bedroom door. I try to explain that I can't apply winged Nefertiti eyeliner or punk fairy lilac highlights with one hand, can't clasp necklaces or keep loose in stockings. I am not the woman she'd be proud to wear. The blame for all this falls on my legs. She calls it a crippled cunt conspiracy. But she thinks I am worth more than books, blogging, and being called a cutie pie by a homeless guy or some gamer with a fetish. My vagina thinks I'm sexy. She says it's not her fault if my legs can't support that.